I'll start again. Okay, start again. And this past July, I'm a very active person. I'm 77 years old, but I don't think I'm 77. I think I'm 14 or something like that. But I love being active. I love it. There's a store called Strachan Ventures. It's this grocery store in our area. And I go there to get my normal groceries almost every Monday. I live pretty much different days, do different things to accomplish everything. And so I teach at our college. I've been teaching 49 years now at House Anderson. I love it. I love being a part of the ministry. I love being a bus captain. I love going grocery shopping. That's part of my life. So on a Monday, I went to get my groceries, and I met the checkout lady. Her name is Maria, and she's from Poland. And I always try to interact with these people to get to know them, you know. And I always carry a gospel tract. It's right here. I always have gospel tracts. It's very wise to carry tracts. I can't explain, but it's like an open door to invite someone, you know, and encourage them to take and read the plan of salvation or know the plan of salvation. This is the one we use, and we use this on the bus ministry. We use it everywhere I go. I go to the grocery store, pass them out. My favorite coffee. Does anybody know my favorite coffee?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. Oh. Do you have them around here? Where?
Well, I thought I saw one coming.
Are you serious? I've got to get some caramel. I've got to get some coffee with caramel.
American Canyon is about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah. Not for me, but I'm not going to ask you to go 20 minutes. Every morning, my 6 a.m., I'm at Dunkin' Donut, Monday through Friday, I should say, going to school. And they know my order. You want a caramel coffee with cream, and you want a little ice, and you want your senior discount, and something new. My husband was with me the other day. He goes, how do they know everything about you? I said, guessing? No, yeah, they're too much. And 3 glazed munchkins. When I'm at Dunkin', I pass these out. This is a gospel tract, and it's wise in the bus ministry. Carry them. Be excited to pass them wherever you go. If you go to a restaurant, give a good tip. Don't put, you know, 2 cents in here or something like that. But the other day, our order was $5, and we gave a $10 tip. And it's not that we have money, believe me. It's just the idea we use it for others, you know, instead of just go buy myself something. Coffee, I do have. Everyone that knows me buys me Dunkin' Donut gift cards. So that's a pretty nice gift. It really is. We buy the bus kids, the college kids. I buy them coffee and things like this. But here's a track. Carry it on your bus route. Use these. And this particular one, it says, my husband did this one. How to know 100% for sure that when you die, you're going to heaven. I want everyone to know that. I want everyone to go with me or go ahead of me. You know, I believe in that. Like I believe in the bus ministry. I believe in it. So reversal of how I was raised. So reversal. And this one here is an empty church. My husband took this and saw the picture. And it says, we have a seat for you. And it's perfect. And I'll do it. Give it to somebody on the route, whatever. And I'll say, here's something I'd like to invite you to our adult Sunday school class. It's a picture of the two of us advertising our class. And what happens is, that I said, but the best thing is, it tells you how you can know for sure you're going to heaven. What do you have to lose? But you have everything to gain. And when I talk, I believe it. I'm talking right now from my head and my heart. I'm not just shooting off words. Because I believe it. I believe in what we're doing. So anyway, and I say, the best decision, Maria, at the grocery store. I said, Maria, I want to give you a little gift here. It's something you can know for sure that when you die, you're going to heaven. She goes, you can know that? How many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds don't know it, and we don't give it out? I mean, it convicts me. Tonight, I'm talking on someone. Have your heart open, your head open. I'm still talking to me. I'm just including all you with me. I don't scold people. You're like, oh, you don't do that. Are you kidding? I'm still working on me. But I gave it to her, and then I said, would you take time to read it? She goes, absolutely. And she knew my name from the digital coupons you get. You punch your phone number in there. She goes, JoJo, oh, I like that name. I said, it's a funny name, but I like it too. And so anyway, I said, would you take time to read? Oh, I will. She took this home, put it in her house, by her computer. And the next time I came, did you have time to read it? She goes, oh, I'm so sorry I did, but I'm going to this time. I'm going to. I came back the next week. She had pneumonia. Was gone. And here's me. Not gone dead, but I mean, gone like I wasn't there. She's gone. It's also flippant. She's gone. Now I get ended up gone from the store. And so I'll never forget it because I was so consumed. Did she have time? Because when you're in the line, you don't have time to read, talk to them. You don't have much time at all. You've got a line of people behind you. She came back 3-4. It was a long time, weeks later. And I said, Maria, I missed you. She goes, I missed you too, JoJo. She said, I did you get to read it? She goes, I did. I asked Jesus to save me, and now you and I are going to heaven together. And I thought, it doesn't work that way. You know, we're not going the same day. But the same things happen. But when I was leaving, And I'm just saying this briefly, but understand, don't let anything stop you. Don't let that stop you from working on the bus run. Don't let them stop you from going out. Coming to this meeting was a little more challenging because I have had spine surgery last year twice. I had this hip replaced last year. I've had this knee replaced. Now this one's totally gone. They wanted to do it 3 weeks ago. It was so bad. And I said, I can't. I don't want to leave school. I don't want to leave the route. I don't want to leave I have meetings, you know. So they're holding. I'm having it May 13th, provided I can hold. You're going to have things sort of detour you. And then the doctor, I call him back, you know, when I'll get that long needle injection of cortisone goes right to the bone. I thought, I'm going to get it. Oh, I'm going to get it. It's time right now. He said, you can't have it anymore. I said, why? He said, because you're too close to surgery. I mean, you're going to have things that, you know, are just almost disheartening. So I have to live with this now. But what happened is, when I was at the store that day, I'm just trying to show you, bus ministry, it's a hard ministry. It's a wonderful ministry, meaning every ministry is hard because you want to quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Get discouraged, quit. No. Keep on keeping on. I'm leaving there from telling me she told me she got saved. I'm going to tell this part of salvation tonight, but I'm telling you about the ministry. As I'm stepping out, I remember I stepped out like this. This very shoe I have on got stuck in one of the little carts. The wheel caught my shoe. I'm between the checkout and the cart, and it flipped me, just flipped me forward, and I landed on that hip. It ripped the hamstring totally in half, and my hip now is messed up. It's ripped going into the muscle. Girls, don't quit. Don't quit. That's why right now standing, climbing, it's a challenge. But I'm not going to quit. How about you? This is a bus ministry. Joy. It's joy. To see those little people. You see them, I'm on a third generation with one family. I led the grandma to Christ. I led the daughter to Christ. And I led the granddaughter to Christ. I don't usually say that, but I mean, it happened. And I'm thinking, it wouldn't have happened if I quit. And I just thought I'd share some things with you to help you on a bus route, if you don't mind. I love the bus. Oh, my favorite story of the Hawaii world is Wilbur. Wilbur Hoover. Educable, slow, Down syndrome, had enlarged heart. I mean, the guy has been at the point of death so many times. 53 years old, I believe. He went up to our pastor, Brother Hiles. He said, Brother Hiles, I'm getting married. He rides the bus every week. 40, 50 years he's been riding the bus. Just years. When we're late, he sits on the porch and reads the Bible. He can't read. He just, instead of griping, is that precious? It's okay if you're late. I was reading the Bible. Wilbur went up to Brother Hiles one day, riding the bus for all these years, and he's like one of the people that helps me want to keep on keeping on at the route. I say that route. He went up to Brother Hiles, our pastor of many years ago. Now he's been in heaven for over 20 years. He said, Brother Hiles, I'm getting married. You're getting married? Well, you have to understand, he is in the Pathfinders, our special needs, challenged children and adults. And he stands and opens the door for Brother Hiles. My husband's on the main staff. He's been on the main staff 48 years. My husband's job is to go flip the switch for give a cue for the choir to come out. So many minutes, seconds left that the staff comes out. So he wasn't with him when he said this to to Brother Hiles. You know, I'm getting married. He was over flipping the light. So Brother Hiles got so tickled over this. His Brother Hiles, I'm getting married. He goes, you're getting married? Who are you going to marry? I'm marrying Mrs. Moffat when Brother Moffat dies. I mean, how many people have someone waiting for them? You know? And then he said, can you give me some money for the engagement ring? I mean, this is a bus route, you know, a bus kid, like bus adult. And Brother Hiles got so tickled over that. Well, Roy had no idea. My husband had no idea what's going on. Well, Wilbur opened the door, shut the door, went and sat in the front row with the Pathfinders in church. Brother Hiles came on that morning and started the service. Always the choir starts. Always. That morning, he went, folks, I heard everything. Here's my husband on the platform now where he always sits to this day. Different church now, building we have, but right in the same chair, right next to the song leader. And he says, folks, I heard everything. You all know Wilbur. Everyone knows Wilbur. He's a personality. He stands up in the front row. And then he always flips his hair. I don't know why. He flips his hair like that. I'll never forget. And here's me, and not knowing even what's going on, other than I know he wants to marry me. My husband didn't know the story. And Brother Hiles said, Wilbur, you all know Wilbur. And he flips his hair, and he says, Wilbur's getting married. Oh, everyone, oh. But guess who he's going to marry? Everyone's, he looks at Roy and goes, your wife after you die. They lost it. Everyone's laughing in church over Wilbur, you know. And I thought, oh, no. And now every week now we change. We say, how much do you have for that engagement ring? Oh, I have $17,000. Like, whoa, is this going to be a ring? And here my poor kids are on the bus. You know, like, And what they were eating, and my son Justin, who's now 41 years old, he was a little guy, probably 4 years old, 5 years old. He's at the table and he just breaks down. He goes, I said, what's wrong, Justin? He goes, if something happens to Dad, is Wilbur going to really be my dad? You know, I thought he was in first grade. Now when I think about it, because he had just started school. And I thought, Wilbur would say, Justin and Joy, two of our kids both worked on the route with me, and he said, just call me Dad. And they went, you know. And so they'd get on the bus every week. Hi, Dad. I mean, you know. We're not normal, you know. By the way, don't want to be normal. It's boring, you know. There's nothing. I mean, who would fall in a grocery store, rip the hamstring? I already have everything falling apart, you know. And you have to laugh. I mean, even when the people from the manager from the store, we'll call an ambulance. I said, no, please don't call an ambulance. Here we have to sign papers. I said, I don't sue people. I don't fill out any papers, you know. And now I'm damaged, you know. And by the way, they never found out what's wrong with me until November. All these weeks I'm walking around. They finally found out. I could have died, but I still lived. That was exciting, it for sure. But anyway, I just thought I'd share some things with you on the bus route. Bus ministry is the word care. I use this word almost every time I speak. It's an acrostic, C-A-R-E. Do you know an acrostic is one letter below, like C-A-R-E. C, be concerned. Be concerned. A, be attentive. So you want to be concerned about the route. You want to be attentive to the needs. How? R, reach out. Reach out. But the secret word is E, eager and enthusiastic. Everything I do, I want that kind of a spirit. Does that make sense? I'm here, and I am here, by the way. I'm not somewhere else right now. I'm not floating around like, oh. Now, my husband called me this morning. I feel bad I was not able to call him back yet. And I feel bad about that. I'll get where I can sit and think and talk because we're moving so fast. And he knows the schedule I'm on right now. But I thought to myself, everything I do, everything, Cassidy, everything you do, it's care or not. Oh, and the route, care or not. Your home, care or not. Your job, care or not. School, you care or you don't. You know, be concerned about school. Be attentive to your grades. R, reach out. Work. E, would you catch this word here, E? Eager and enthusiastic. Enthusiasm, if you look it up, there are many meanings of it. Enthusiasm, like a keen, intense interest. There are many meanings if you look it up. Google it. At different meanings. Are the Webster's, the old dictionary? There's many actual meanings. But I thought about that. Care. Eager and enthusiastic. People know when you want to be there. I think you can tell I'm here right now. I'm not somewhere else. For a minute, I ran to the restroom. I was there. I was drinking fluid, and all of a sudden, that guy drives that. Oh, I better stop. Yeah, no, that's important. But you know what I mean? I say care. Show you care. Be excited about it. And I feel like that is the bus ministry, the word care. I got on the bus route back. I've been on a bus route for 59 years on a bus route. I've been captain for 50 of the same route, Route 32. But I know the first day I rode, I was raised different than a bus ministry. I was a Roman Catholic. I'm the first generation of Christianity. It's all Roman Catholic. And the first time I rode a bus, Dr. Streeter, he is my doctor. Probably the reason I'm alive, the Lord using him, and the Lord, of course. Because I have just a real serious kidney disease and just a few other things in my life. And Dr. Streeter's taking care of me. He had my husband drive his bus, East Chicago, Indiana, kind of a rougher area. I had never been. My mom and dad had 4 to 5 stores. They were business people. We lived on the street where the mayor lived, the judge lived. The man that owned the city judge lived one house over next door. So they owned the beauty shop. I mean, it was just more well-to-do, I guess, people. I didn't know that because they worked so hard. My dad was a chemist and then developed dry cleaning stores. And I'll never forget as long as I live, getting on a bus run. I was a professional model for 12 and a half years. I didn't see poor people. By the way, my family, my mom and dad, I only associated with Catholics, the same background. That's how I was raised. They didn't allow us. I never was a non-Catholic church. So here I am, Dr. Streeter. Why don't you write too, JoJo? The bus? Well, what do you mean? Well, just write it to church. I said, okay. I had just received a white silk blend suit from overseas. Silk. Where are you going to wear it? Church. Get on the bus route. The bus started filling up from the back to the front. I don't know how your route is, but at the back, and they all fill up. You know, I mean, depending on how many people you have. And so all of a sudden, I'm sitting on the, ladies, don't we think through things when we don't want to get involved? I sat on the edge, so this was empty, and I didn't have to get involved. And all of a sudden, a little boy brought on his brother and his little sister, and there was no seat left. And I moved over. Now, I don't know if you do this or not. Do you ever talk to yourself? You know, like, what's with you, JoJo? Why do you snob? There's a little baby right there. She needs some attention. And then the baby starts crawling over on me. Had a dirty, dingy, gray diaper, wet, and a dirty T-shirt. I still remember the lines, beautiful little girl, but so dirty that the creases of the face were dirt. You know what I mean? I was like almost embedded in it. She had she had blonde, curly hair, so cute. But she was so dirty, I guess from sweat and all. The curls were kind of matted to the head. You've seen it. How you can even get sweaty. You know, your hair gets sticky. And I remember that baby crawling over on me, and I'm thinking, And then you start talking to yourself. You snob, what's with you? That baby needs attention. And I picked up the baby. And, oh, by the way, don't judge the moms. They've probably never been taught. You've been blessed if someone took the time to teach you how to dress and how to take a shower. And we're still learning things, if you know what I'm saying. But I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And all of a sudden, I'm holding that baby, and I'm jumping, like the jostling the baby. I wasn't jumping. And all of a sudden, I felt something warm. And you know what? At first, you're kind of stunned. You say, do I have a fever on my lap? What is going on? So find out that day I got baptized into the bus ministry. Okay. Go to the bathroom afterward to wash it off. What kind of material did I say it was? So it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I thought, And I've been riding a bus since. And I am so glad that I still want to care. With a happy face. And do it. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. Sometimes you don't feel like going. You know, once you get on the route, it's something else. I have new riders in the last year. The kids' names are Prince, Duke, and King. Guess what they call me? Queen Moffat. That's what they call me. They all three have to sit on me. One on my back. See, right now I can't do this. See what I'm saying? So they don't let me ride right now. Like, the Lord willing, when I get home tomorrow night, I already have my bus promotion. Everything's picked. These, like, little, they're actually like cookies with a filling inside of them we're having on the bus Sunday. Every week we have, these are secrets. Every week have treats for the kids. Every week. You know, it doesn't cost that much. You can have bubble gum and have a bubble gum blowing contest and give away something of your own. Whatever you want to do. But have something to look forward to. I have it all ready to go. My husband will drop it off at the bus because I can't ride, which kills me. But then I can still work it. I call. I make calls. Wake up calls. Make wake up calls. Last week I brought in, I think, three in my car after we ran the route. I can still do that. But I can't actually get on and off the bus, that step that you would do so simply. I won't go in detail. I ran into the biggest kink today getting out of the bathtub. I couldn't bring my leg up. And I thought, do I call the fire department? I'm all about my yarn. Help! You know, things that are so simple are not simple for me. You know, but we still are on the bus route. We have an adult Sunday school class. I'll be there tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but Sunday. I'm excited about that. And then as soon as we get finished with church, you understand that we're moving fast to get here. And it's like a long trip. A long trip going home. It's 7.5 hours to get home because I have a layover in Denver. You know, that kind of, and it taxes you a little teeny bit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep on keeping on. And then I witnessed the people on the way here. I won the man to Christ who pushed my wheelchair, named Richard. He got saved. The lady next to me was from Ukraine. Her name is Vera. And I talked to her, and she was already saved. And she's coming here in Sacramento for nurses training all day today, and then she flies back to South Carolina. I'm unreal. She says, nobody's ever can talk to me about salvation. She was saved. But isn't it fun we get to talk about the Lord? And then when I got off, a man, Kumar, pushed it. push it, me. And I'm an it. And I'll never forget. And he's a Muslim, but he's been fed a lot of Christianity. He's heard enough that someone planted the seed. I just got to water it, and he got saved. I don't know about you, that or gripe. When you gripe, your spirit's down. When you go on a bus ride griping, it's not as effective. So I'm still involved the best way I can. Do you follow what I'm saying? And then what we do is as soon as I get done off to Sunday school and church, my husband's on the platform, he baptizes us, we get in the car and go to Mayo Clinic. We have to be there. It just came up this week. Just came about, plus everything else. And my husband had cancer 16 years ago. His count has been going up a little bit. And they put an artificial device in that was taken out with the cancer 16 years ago, and the device has stopped. So he looks like he's going to have major surgery in the next few days. Don't let it change your spirit. You know, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Do you know what you think for a moment? I could go in my mind at home and wonder he's okay. And I can't go in detail, but it's embarrassing right now what he's going through. And I'm just so glad I get to be his wife and I get to help him. I'm so glad he still is a man that never stops. He never changes. 59 years of marriage last Thursday. And we're just still going strong. Why don't you join me? You're young. Many of you get involved. Get involved. Love what you do. Show it. Right now, Prince and Duke and King don't understand what Queen Moffat is. But I keep sending little things and notes to the kids. And Valentine's Day, we had a party without me. But you know what I mean? I can't do it. I guess this is my time. What? It's not my time until they take me home. I wish you'd join me. I wish we had little JoJo Moffats running all over. That just say, I'm not quitting. It's not quitting on me. It's quitting on God. He needs you. He needs you. So I just jotted down a few things I thought I'd share with you, if you don't mind. I thought it might be a help. I told you that introduction is how I got involved and how I'm staying involved. But I have here, Jude 22, end of some have compassion, making a difference. It's in my college classroom. They just redecorated as a surprise for me when I had my hip replacement. They were afraid I wasn't coming back, or able to come back. And so they redecorated my entire classroom, the same classroom I've been in all these years, 49 years. They painted it for me. They put up blinds, you know, like louvered. So because I teach speech and I teach marriage and motherhood. I love this when people say, you're 77. You're still working. I'm trying. How would I explain it? Someone will say, oh, this is how they say it. Are you still working? Mm-hmm. I'll say, oh, yes, part time. I said, no, I'm teaching 8 classes. Yeah, you know, they go, you know. Oh, I'm so glad they still want me. I love those girls. I want to invest in them. I get to work for eternity values. Isn't that something? People say, what about the money? I don't even know what I make. I get paid and I pay bills, right? I have no idea. I mean, someone asked me the other day, what do you make per hour? 5 cents? I don't know what I make. I think it's more than 5 cents. But I just love what I do. I love it. I love it. And God is good. He takes care of us. Even in this trip, I had no intentions of going to Mayo Clinic. It's expensive. You have to be in housing. I mean, or a motel. And you have gas. It's almost a 6.5-hour drive. You know, and I'm not fit for it. And my husband's not going to be afterward. I'm going. I'm the one that's going to drive. I'm the one that's going to take care of him. You've got to have that kind of a spirit. But Jude 22, and of some have compassion making a difference. Why don't we go make a difference more so? I just jotted down, true joy comes by being a servant. True joy comes by serving with the right spirit. I love Matthew 25:21. And the Lord said, and his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. True joy of the Lord comes serving. I just jotted down 4 things here. Number 1, work. Work. Work hard. Have a set time when you go or you won't go. Have a set time. I can get a partner. Always get a partner. And because some of our routes are not safe. They're not real safe, but I've never been killed. I'm still living. You know what I mean? I'm secure in thinking, make sure you're safe. You know, have a partner that goes with, and it's fun to have a partner, isn't it? One gets pulled, the other one's up. When one's, you know, one's down, one's up, one's down, one's up, one's down. It's always going to work. And always on Saturday. And don't ever give up on a rider. Don't ever get up on a rider. Next, sweat. Get dirty. Get dirty. Don't worry about it. After church, I go and wash my hands. The sink is dirty. Do you know why? Because I tousle their hands, heads, I shake their hands, I tousle their hair. You know what I mean? Not their head. I shake their head, Lord, you know? And I love that. They get shook. Bam, I've seen one get punched in the mouth last week by the father. I mean, I think they're going to end up in jail. You know, and I grab his hand. I've never done that before. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I lost it. I said, you could kill your boy. you'll end up in jail. He goes, are you going to report me? Somebody else was there, the neighbor, and did report him. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, these kids aren't treated normal, but you get to. I love that. Be the hardest worker on the bus route. Be the hardest worker on the bus route. Be the hardest worker. When you run on Sunday, be a runner. Run to the houses. We do to-your-door service. You know what I mean by that? We get off the bus. I can't do it right now. But we have two boys on their route. They actually get off. They go to the door. They bring the kids safe to back to the bus. That's how we promote it. I treat your kids like I treat my kids, I promise you. And they know it. You show love to them. You show compassion to them. You show, you know, you care. Always be first class and be organized. Don't be slipshod. When you get an address, write it down. Make sure you get good addresses and keep them with you. Maybe have a booklet, a little tiny. You can put the Dollar Tree. This can be your bus route prospects, bus route, the entire routes on there. We have rosters that we have, and they update them for me. I'll have the addresses, the phone numbers, the birthdays from the church so I can keep in contact with the kids. But have your own little book and keep it first class. No excuses. Don't take no for an answer. Work hard to get those. Keep going back. I was one of those. When we got married, Roman Catholicism to Baptist, nothing alike, not the same. I looked for holy water fountains to make the sign of the cross. I'm genuflecting. You didn't talk in church. You always wore a veil. I'm sure it's different today. You know, I'll go to houses and people say, you are Catholic. Prove it. Say a prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners now in the hour of our death. Amen. Anybody been raised Catholic? Did I just say the Hail Mary? Yes. I mean, you said, why would you do that? Oh, it's a drawing card. You were Catholic. You know, because I went to Sacred Heart School 8 years. I was president of the Catholic Youth Organization. I was very involved. My brother's a graduate of Notre Dame University. I mean, I have a Catholic background. Use it for the Lord. Use it for the Lord. Work as if it's your last day to live, because someday it's going to be. It's going to be for me. I can just see I'm getting closer. I don't know how much more my body can keep getting hit. I'm going to work until I die. I pray that's the last thing I do before they put me in the Pepsi casket. I want a casket that looks like a Pepsi Cola. And I want to wear red, white, blue and be patriotic. My husband goes, oh. Some man called from Minnesota to my husband, heard what I said, and said, I'm going to make JoJo a Pepsi casket. Don't start on it. You know, you're in cahoots with him. I'm going to get a little concerned. And my husband buys me a red, white, and blue dress. No. Overcome discouragements on the bus route. Overcome it. Think on the good. Replace that stinking thinking with something good. Well, the first word is work. Second, pray. Be a prayer warrior for these kids. Write them down in your little booklet. Pray for them every day. Pray for their needs specifically. You know, with a mother that just walked out on them. Left with the father. I haven't seen him home yet. The grandma's now there. I mean, it's just how these kids live. We live blessed, ladies. You may have some hard times, but nothing like these kids live. Nothing like they live. Be an example in praying. Set some goals for your route. I remember the day my husband, he was a bus director for 35 years. And he gave a goal to me in the bus meeting. There's like 40 captains. And he said, JoJo, your route, your bait. Everyone's a 50, 40, 60, 80. Mine was 200. And I went, 200? And afterward he said, my husband's very blunt. He's very kind, but he's very blunt. Down the line, the hardest worker I know at the First Baptist Church is Roy Moffat or Pastor Wilkerson. I'm not joking. And he said, 200. You know how something hits you and you act stunned? Like those people that tree person would come up. That's kind of a stun. You're like, oh, that gives me ideas. Where can I get an outfit like that? You know, I can't jump out as much, but oh, that'd be fun. I was afraid someone was going to get hit. Oh, and that one baby, did you notice that one baby stroller started moving by itself, mm-hmm. And on the other side was water? Did you happen? I see too much. I probably need to forget some things. But anyway, I'm just telling you, things are happening, and get involved. And be a prayer warrior. I have 100 things going through my brain. I'm trying to say so many things right now. Would I do my I just lost my train of thought.
200.
Who? 200. Oh, are you good? If I had a toy, something I'd give you. Look, I'll give you this. It belongs to the church. No, Cassie's here. I better not do that. 200. I just went with that baby in the stroller. Oh, I know what it was. Get in that outfit. Ooh, I have some fun with that. Scaring people. It's in my blood. He gave me the goal, 200. And afterward, he said it like this. 200. I didn't go, you know, I said 200. He said, you'd be blessed to have 50 with an attitude like that. the steam started coming out of my ears. I could feel it, you know. I saw Brother Hiles. He was my pastor. I have much thanks to him, who took an interest in me and helped me. And in my early years of marriage, when I didn't understand anything, you know, and it was such a blessing to me. And I saw him, and I said, Brother Hiles, I was with Roy, my husband. I said, we just got our basis for the spring program. He goes, really, what's yours? I said, 200. He went, 200? I said, tell him what you said to me. He'd be blessed to have 50. My husband's going, shh. And he said, what did he say? I said, he just thought I had a bad spirit. He goes, Roy? I said, tell him what you said to me. You know, he did. And of course, that's his boss. And, oh, we laughed about that. I went nuts. I went crazy. I asked every deacon. I asked all our service group of teenagers. I said, would you help me just 1 week? 1 week? We're having a big day. We had like a harvest type thing. And we had the best bus got pizza. Oh, was he sorry after that one, by the way. And so I went crazy. And our workers, we had a bus washing party the night before. We had pizza and pop and a prayer meeting. And oh, it was precious. The people that helped me, and we had probably 30, 40 people extra. They all went to the same route to visit. And then the next morning, they went back to pick them up and waited on the corner. We had it all first class and organized. I got on the first bus. We took off. We started filling up. And then when it would fill up, the second bus would take charge. I'd go on the bus, take it to the church. And as we come around, I'd say, how many do we have so far? How many do we have? And he said, oh, Mrs. Mob, we haven't tallied it yet. I'd come around, how many do we have? Mrs. Mob, we're working on it. We came in that day at the end. Two buses. My route's right next to the church. We could do that, you know, piggyback. And we came in with 653 riders. 128 people walked the aisle that morning and made a public profession of Jesus Christ. Boy, I'm glad I didn't get gripey. I'm glad I didn't quit. But the top route got pizza. I still think he's bringing that up to me, bringing it to my attention. Not really. Oh, we think that's a blessing. If you did one day like that, no, you may not have that. We can rejoice you have a goal of 20 and you have 21. You know, whatever it is, we have 4 on the bus route. Expect things to go wrong. Expect to have one of the, you've never worked so hard and you have your lowest day. In this many years, do you think we've had some disappointing days? You know we have. But what are you leaning on? Lord, help us again. Go out again. I'll never forget. That was just one day. We've won trips. And Brother Hiles used his money from his books and all to help people. Rents, I can't explain. His book money. He lived very frugal. I mean, very simple. Because he gave it away. And we won a trip to the Holy Land twice. We've got, you name it, Colorado, Florida. And then when my husband's a bus driver, he's in charge of it. And then I won. I could take him or someone else. He gives me a bad attitude, you know. And then we just had so much fun. We've gone to England. We've gone to France. We've gone to, let's see, Greece. Never working on a bus route. It was so hard. You know, after he passed away, the new leadership didn't have that kind of money. I didn't do it for the money. I didn't do it for the prize. I just did it for the Lord. You're talking or seeing somebody who just doesn't plan to quit. I wish you'd join me. Invite others to come with you. Invite other people to come with you. But don't give up. So pray. Be an example in praying. Pray for patience. Pray for love. Pray for compassion. Pray for ideas. Pray for strength. These are just things. So it's work. What's the bus ministry? It's work. It's prayer. Memorize scripture. Teach it. It's prayer. It's work. It's love. Express your love. It's 4 words. It's prayer, work, love, and excitement is what I believe the bus ministry is. And if you want to get writers, this works. Love. Express your love. Fill their needs. You can't maybe buy new clothes, but you know what? They have Goodwill. They have Salvation Army. They have garage sales in our area. Do you have them here? I live in an area. We live in a church home that was built for First Baptist Church. After 25 years, my husband's on the staff 48 years now. After 25 years, they deeded the house to us. The house is ours in Munster, a very nice area. Not a elaborate home, a warm, cozy house. We added an in-ground swimming pool. It took us 20 years to pay it off. But we've used it for the church. And we're always careful. The boys come separate. The girls come separate. We use families can come. It's a 20 by 40 foot pool. It's beautiful. Concrete, 2 diving boards, a water slide. It must be nice. 20 years to pay it off. I also have a 2-story playhouse in the backyard. And downstairs is minimum. It's a house. A little house. It's probably from the wall to here. We're here all the way to here. You walk in, it's all Minnie Mouse. If you're against Minnie Mouse, forgive me, but I think she's cute. And she's on the wall. And we have a little tiny pull-out couch for the grandkids. It pulls into a little bed. And at garage sales, we got a little Minnie Mouse table and chair set, a kitchen set at a garage sale. We made our curtains for it. We have two big Minnie Mouses on the wall. You go to the back, and there's on the left-hand side, there's slats of wood with a trap door. You go through the trap door, and it's all boys, camouflage. A built-in bench or thing, simple. Why? Because we love people. We love our grandkids. We bring the bus kids over. The boys swim first. The girls are at the park. They all come back. We have a hot dog thing, like a perfect attendance for summer. And then the girls swim, and then the boys go. They're not together, if you know what I'm saying. And I was a lifeguard. I'm a safety instructor through the state. I worked as a lifeguard before I was ever a Christian. So I'm very equipped to, you know, it's 10-foot depth and a 3-foot depth. But you watch them like hawks. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine the little playhouse? It's nicer than their homes. We have so much fun. Having ice cold popsicles. I buy things on sale. Hot dog Sunday. We have popcorn Sunday. It's not what you promote, it's how you promote it. I believe you could take toothpicks and dip them in gold and say we're having gold toothpicks this Sunday. And we're going to have candy, so afterwards you get a gold toothpick to pick the candy out of your teeth. You know, and the kid goes, you know, it's what you can promote a trip to Disneyland and they don't get excited because you're not excited. I'm just telling you life. I've been in it a little while and I love it. Excitement is the last one. Oh, excuse me, love, back up. Send love notes. Remember their special events. Remember their birthday. Honor them. Get a box of those little Debbie's cupcakes and have them. They're enclosed. You can, every week you have a birthday, can sing to the kids. Maybe give them a dollar bill. They think it's big. Again, how you promote it. Be faithful. You be faithful. They come if you come. You don't come, they don't come. I promise you. Our route, unfortunately, has dropped right now because I can't write. And that's not to my credit or anything like that, or me being, oh, it's because of me. They know I love them, and I'm not there to give that love. Love the unlovely. Love the unlovely. This is all under love. Love the unlovely. By the way, they know if you mean it or not. Who you think on, who you pray for, who you do for, is who you love. You pray for those little kids. You think about them. You do things for them. Tell them. They come because they know you love. And lastly, excitement. Lose yourself on the route. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Have fun with them. Program on the bus. I'm the weirdest one on the bus. I'm the one that makes the most noise. I'm the one that buys the candy bars and then I try to win them and then I lose my voice. This is a testimony of stupidity. I lose my voice and I teach speech on Monday and I can't talk. And today it's important to use your diaphragm. You know, I'm thinking, you idiot. And I'm trying to win I'm not even getting a candy bar, but I'm trying to win it. Excitement. Smile. See humor in things. Treat each one as an individual. Glow when you see them. Forget your problems. Dwell on the blessings. Work on exciting facial expressions. Reproduce yourself in the bus kids. Reproduce. Live a life that they want to be like you. They imitate you. I had a little girl get on the bus. Always be friendly. Use your riders as workers. It's either serve or be served. Self, others. Souls, empty hands. Joy or discouragement. I love the joy. It's up to you and it's up to me too. I know that one little girl, I'll never forget her, but she came one time and got excited about it and was so dirty and I'll never forget it. And the mother, I said, do you think she can come back? She says, keep her. Why don't you just keep her? That's how they live. And we took her home and my daughter had saved some dresses for her little girl someday. They used to, when I take her to a particular meeting, they always bought her Polly Flanders or something like this. Their dresses from a big, like a big store where they actually are discounted in the southern states. You know, they're cheaper. And they give joy. Every time I went there, every year I went to the same church, they give her dresses, a couple of dresses each time. She saved all these dresses in plastic bags for her girl someday. We brought this little girl home with us. I'll never forget it. And the little girl, she went upstairs with our Joy. And Joy says, Mom, can I have some time with Carrie by myself? I said, sure you can. And so she took Carrie upstairs. They were there the longest time. Then they came, close your eyes, Mom. They ran to the basement, came back upstairs. And then about an hour later, Joy brought her down. She says, open your eyes, surprise. Carrie looked like my kids. Her hair was all washed and curled. She had those dresses that Joy had saved. She gave them to the little girl. This big foo-foo dress, the matching ruffled stockings. And I'll never forget Carrie as she stood there and she says, look at me now. Look at me. I look just like Joy. my daughter. That night, the mom let us take her to church. And she sat in church and she looked around like this, all around. She looked at me and she looked at Joy. She took my hand and put it on her lap. Then she put her hand. Then she took Joy's hand and put it on hers. Then she took my other hand. You know what I mean? And then she says, look, Mrs. Moffitt, look at it. Look, really, look. Now I look like everybody here. That little girl has been such a blessing to me. We use them as workers now. Get involved. Get involved. Your whole heart. Pray. Work. Love them. And show some excitement. I hope this is a big help to you. I'm just giving you a few pointers that I try hard to use. And I keep adding on. There's no joy like serving Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the privilege of working in the bus ministry. Tell me a little bit how I got involved because it was so different. Boy, I'm glad I got involved and I stayed. How many of you would say with me, with the Lord seeing my hand, I'm going to do better and just give my heart and ask the Lord to use me, teach me some of these things, teach me more things, but to use me in a greater way. Would you raise your hand to the heaven and say, Lord, please use me. Raise your hand high to the sky, would you? God, you see the hands, but more than that, you see the hearts.